Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey Cutie is here.
And we have a very special guest here tonight. I will let him introduce himself after we talk about what we're drinking on.
So since we have a special guest, you know, we like to drink brown when the fellas come around.
Keep it manly.
Yes. So we're on the Crown Apple. He has Crown Apple with Coke. I have Crown Apple with cranberry juice.
And I have detox water with a side of lemon.
Yeah, she's still being healthy. I am back, y'all. Oh, wait. Let me get into that real quick. So finished my cleanse. Mm-hmm. I lost 8 pounds.
Ooh. Is there like a clap audio we can do?
Yeah.
No? Sound? Okay.
Clap track. But yeah, so I'm trying to ease back into it. I think I had a couple drinks over the weekend, but I'm being very mindful of my drinking. I'm still drinking my water. I'm actually still doing 2 smoothies a day, so I'm not completely off of it. You know, I felt so good doing it. I was like, I'm going to keep it going somehow, but I did miss, like, real food, so.
Kudos to you for actually drinking your dinner for 7 days straight, because
10.
If I drink my dinner, it's a milkshake from Chick-fil-A.
With your fries and your... Yeah.
Only type of shake I want to drink. But I've been doing the P90X and not drinking and attempting to eat right as much as I possibly can. And I've lost 1 pound.
Go, listen.
I'm excited about my 1 pound. Thank you.
Clap track. Clap track. Because what I should have done was done my measurements. I prefer to go by measurements instead of weight, because weight, I mean, it can shift and you still weigh the same, but you look different. So.
And that's what's really legit, because I had on a dress last week and it was like, ooh, this is a lot looser than it normally is.
See?
I'm excited about that progress. So anyway, our guest tonight, I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
How is everybody doing?
Hey. Ooh. Y'all know that voice.
Right?
Name is Eric. And I'm glad to be a part of your podcast. Thank you, ladies.
E-Dub, you're not going to shout out the fellas?
I was going to let you segue into that. Oh. I didn't want to just take over your show.
We want you to do it. Do your thing.
Yeah, but shout out to the Easy Does the Podcast. I am a founding member of it. And that is including me and my frat brother. So shout out to Slick, JG, John, Dave. I'm gonna throw BJ a feature in there. You know, they come in from time to time, so you know how that goes. But shout out to my frat brothers for that.
Hey, fellas.
So if you guys remember, we actually had an episode. We were featured on the Easy Does It podcast. Trying to figure out what episode that was. Like,
it was a while back.
It was like the end of last year, right?
Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I enjoyed it.
We love to have y'all back. We want y'all to come back on too.
Hey, let us know when, you know, we'll be there.
Anytime. anytime, any place, like Janet Jackson said.
Right? Ooh, all right.
the manly version. But the video,
Let us know.
Right.
But so we thought it would be appropriate to bring on a male perspective for our topic tonight. Because I know as women we have our opinion of how we want to be courted, how we want to be approached, how we want to be talked to, and everything else. But sometimes you need a male's opinion on this. So tonight we're talking about the thirst factor and just getting an understanding of what's considered to be thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
What's too much and what's too little? What's that right amount of sauce as women that we're looking for from men?
Desperate. Versus just aggressive.
Desperate,
you know, what's that line?
Yeah. So, hey, Cutie looked up definition of thirst, which was very appropriate.
Yes. So, in 2003, thirst was described in the Urban Dictionary as desperate or too eager.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, they've added to that definition, of course, with social media popping up, to say the need to gain fame and admiration through social media. So we're actually going to break this episode into 2 parts because we want to kind of discuss what being thirsty was prior to social media, because it has completely changed the definition. And I think who is actually being labeled as thirsty is different now too. So we'll get into both perspectives of that.
It has. I like the idea of doing pre and post social media because I'm so over people saying, oh, I miss the way things were back in the day. Mm-hmm. I don't. So here's a take on this is what it actually was like dating because we all three were dating pre social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a little MySpace. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't just like the chat rooms
and stuff.
Black Planet.
Black Planet. Yes, that's so, what I was so going to say.
College Club.
Yes.
I guess I'm showing my age.
Let me find out you still got your AOL.
No more dial up for the bro. No more dial up.
No.
Took too long.
Yes, that straight up dial. I mean, that was. Anyway, yes.
Now somebody on the phone and it's like, I really kind of want to get something online. Could you please get off the phone? Right.
Yes.
So, Edub, tell us first, what is your style to approach a woman? Are you more aggressive when it comes to if you're out and about and you see a lady that you think is attractive? Or do you sit back and come up with a plan of action? Or are you passive and just too timid to even say anything and hope that maybe one day you'll build a friendship and see her again or something?
No, I like to kind of build a plan at times when I am interested in somebody.
Okay.
Because it's 2016. You have no idea what these other females have going on. Even if I'm at a club or something like that or a bar, I may strike up a conversation, but I'm still also trying to feel you. I'm still also trying to feel you out. You never know what's going on. You don't know if the man lurking in the background. Hell,
true.
With social media now, you don't know if one of their stalkers is lurking in the background. Mm. Like, you have no idea. So, you have to be very careful nowadays, But you have some guys that just really do not care. They go straight for the gusto, and they'll take whatever happens after that. That's just not my style.
So, I think, because for me, being in a relationship, I'm still going to go out. I'm still going to have a good time, mm-hmm. which means guys may approach me. I hope the guy that I'm dating trusts me enough to be able to at least initially handle that situation. Shut dude down. Mm-hmm. Tell him whatever. I mean, if it gets to a point where he's just being over, like, too much, yes, I may need some additional assistance. But I see nothing wrong with a guy approaching you, saying, how you doing? You look beautiful tonight. Just wanted to come and talk to you. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I have a man. But let me say this. Do women say that too quickly? Because dude just can't come talk to you without wanting to kind of be with you?
If I'm out, mm-hmm. like if I'm out at the club, mm-hmm. I mean, is he out searching for new friends, like pen pals? Like, if he's approaching me, what the hell else is it for?
Right.
So I feel like I should kind of lead yeah. with, I'm not here as a single woman. I'm here as a, an engaged woman with my right. friends. I should kind of lead with that. It's not like he's, like, trying to network.
But do you network? I mean, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? So once they say, hey, how you doing?
I got a man.
No. Okay. Anybody who knows me and has seen me out, I'll let you down the nicest way possible. So typically, if someone says, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you doing? I'm going to mm-hmm. smile. I'm going to be nice. And as soon as it makes that transition into, can I buy you a drink or can I get right. your number or no, thank you. No, thank you. And then if you can't take that, no, thank you. I have a man. I'm engaged, whatever. And then okay. when you get the what that got to do with me, we can't be friends. No, actually, I'm not on the market for any new friends, but thank you so much. And now I just got to walk away from you.
But you just flat out say no, thank you. Unless they ask you why. Or do you just say no, thank you?
I normally lead with no, thank you. Okay. Yeah, I normally lead with that. But I don't think it's anything wrong for a woman leading with, I have a man.
But I think sometimes we come out the gate too quick with that. Because he could be coming over to you to ask you about me.
Then he should say that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But sometimes with men, I think they're not going to do that approach saying, yo, what's up with your girl? Because the first thing they're thinking is, you may think, why did you just go directly to her?
Which I'm going to say that anyway. I am. So. I mean, if a guy comes to ask me about my friend, if she's single, I'm be like, well, if she's not, I'm be like, well, she has a man. But if she's single, she's single. And I'm sure she would appreciate it more if you go speak to her.
Yeah, she's standing right there.
Right.
You could bypass me.
Right.
Actually, you probably don't even want to go through me to get to her. Like, because I might cut you all the way down, whereas she might have been open and accepting, but I'm looking at you like, mm-mm, no thank you. We're not interested.
Package deal.
Right? No, we're not into you tonight. Sorry. Please keep it moving.
So what makes a person, man or woman, thirsty in that type of setting?
Not taking no as a sign. Like, if I say no, 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 thank you.
Even if I'm single, if what I see, like, I could have, what people don't understand is, just because it's your first time approaching me doesn't mean it's my first time ever seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have seen you in other places and seen how you interact with, you know, mm-hmm. bouncing from the one woman to the next.
Which can happen see. Here.
Mm-hmm. It happens here all the time.
So a lot of us frequent the same spot.
Yeah. And then what? Oh, it's my day? You know, yeah. You're coming to talk to me to see, you know, but because no one wants that dude who's just trying to talk to everybody at all.
I think... Even, I mean, you could take this back a little bit further from like 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I think men should know whether or not women are giving out numbers out of like pity. Huh. Right?
Wait, huh?
So if I'm talking to you and it's late in the night and this is pre me having a man or whatever, and you should be able to get a vibe to sense whether or not I'm really into it or not. And then if I give you my number, like, don't call me right then.
Don't call me
the next morning. Don't be texting me at 8 a.m.
Can we stop one second? That whole, let me get your number and I give you my phone number and you call me right then?
Yeah.
That's thirsty.
Super.
Dude, if I gave you the wrong number, that's a chance you have to take when you ask a person for their number. I mean, guys have given me the wrong number before. That's a damn chance you have to take. I mean, but that calling me right there, that's
the I used to hate giving a guy my number when I'm out, only because it's like, well, I don't know who else is looking at you.
Right,
like,
right.
If you weren't my top choice and I might want to talk to somebody else tonight, now you all, like, your screen lighting up the whole club and everybody can see me putting my number in your phone and you've ruined my chances for the rest of the night. I'm ready to go home. Just want to go now.
So do girls, like, come up to guys and just, it's to a point where you be like, yo, she don't beat it?
I'm going to say no. I don't really, really? I think guys are more known to be the predator mm-hmm. versus the woman. So I don't think, and it's just from my own personal experience, I don't see women out really saying, yo, I'm going to get this guy and I'm going to be aggressive with it. I hardly see that. I'm not saying that it's not known. But it's very rare.
But are there, so in what instance outside of social media would a man call a woman thirsty?
I think the over aggressive, the ones that are, because they're rare. So the ones that are really coming at you like that, or stay texting you, mm-hmm. or call you and say, look, what's good, when you going to take me out, and things like that. I think when they continuously keep doing that, I think that's where the thirst factor, quote unquote, comes from the woman.
So that whole, I mean, women do that? Like, when are you going to take me out?
I've heard it from more than one man, so it has to be true.
I'm like, first of all, if that dude don't offer to take me out, then we're not going out. I'm going to ask you to take me out?
Yeah, they do that. But also, you know, those are the ones that will tell you, oh, I can get you if I want you. Mm-hmm. You know, just speaking in general, you know, I can get you if I want you because I've seen it happen before. And it's like, I got a little bit of standards.
But like, what does that mean? I can get you if I want you. Like, I can make you my boyfriend, or I can get you into bed.
Both. I mean, I think sometimes, I'm not saying all women. I think some women.
Mm-hmm.
Let me stress that some.
Yeah.
Some women think a lot of men are weak.
Right,
and
all men want sex, and it doesn't really matter where it comes from.
All men want sex, so mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I'm bad. I know I'm dope.
Mm-hmm.
How come you don't think I'm dope? And that's not to say that the person, I do think you're a dope person, attractive-wise, but I don't know you.
Yeah.
Or you don't even know my situation, what I have going on. Or maybe I'm just not that into you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of factors on that.
You know, that's interesting. interesting because I personally, I'm one of those women that do think all men think about sex all day long. And I do think men are weak. That's just me personally. However, comma, I don't know as a woman what I would gain from telling a dude I could have you if I wanted you. Like,
that's one thing for me to think that. But I think it's a whole other thing for it to actually come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, at what point? So, to me, it's like, you just challenged him not to want you.
Yeah.
Because I'm that type of person. I'm like, oh, you think I want you? I can show you how much I don't.
The win is in the chase for me. So, if I've turned it into me chasing you or me saying I could, you know.
Have you.
But I think that's where, I think that's what it is. You know.
The difference between thirsty and then.
Right. I think the woman may have a friend, may heard about the dude. Oh, I'm going to get that guy. I know I'm going to get that guy. But I think once they realize whatever your advances, whatever advances you're doing is not working, you know, they're going to think two things.
Oh, he gay.
I didn't want to say that. Yeah. But thank you for cutting off.
Yes.
Thank you for finishing my
either
face.
That or it's like he's lame or something.
Right.
It can never be.
It can never be.
It can never
I may be have a, I may have a girlfriend.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to respect my relationship.
He's just a nice guy that doesn't want to deal with my slutty foolishness.
Right.
Like, could that just like not be it? No.
Right.
That,
I mean,
and sluts today.
Right. That, I don't think that take away from, hell, my horniness.
Right.
You know? Just don't want to be horny with you. I mean, and that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, because I do believe all men think about sex all the time.
Do they? We have a man here.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I think we think about it a lot.
He's nodding, listeners. So.
But there's a caveat to that. I do feel that women think about it way more than men do.
Really? I would say
hell,
no.
Hell, shit.
No.
I can't curse up here, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to be sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I'm going to say that because I think, like, as a man, I think you guys can be out, and this is just my own, you know, opinion. I think you guys can be out and see, like, an attractive woman. And even if you have a girlfriend, wife, or whatever, I think you look at someone attractive, and then the next thing is sex. Like, it's like the next thought is sexual related versus like a woman. I could see an attractive guy. My next thought is not sex, though.
Hold on. Are you speaking about yourself? Or you speaking
she's speaking
yourself?
About herself.
Right. Because she just laughed. So I caught that real quick. So she just laughed. So you're only speaking for yourself because I think as a woman,
she's
I think.
She's not my bitch.
I'm a horn dog. Like, I'm a bit of a horn dog. So.
I think women do the same thing. I think when women
yes.
are out, they see a guy. You may not think that, but she may be like, I fuck him. May not say it. May not say it.
Yeah, that's,
but
that's not
her
that's
eyes.
Not
her
my
eyes.
Next thought.
You're rare.
I don't think so. I don't think I am.
We'll have to put this on.
I think she's rare.
I don't think it's rare. For
I know at least one other person is like that.
I know plenty.
See, that, the birds of a feather flock together.
But I don't,
so I know all the prudes.
But I also don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, that's a general. You have to be attracted to her. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah.
Regardless if that other person may think this person may be butt ass ugly, it's all about if you find them attractive.
Exactly.
So if you have that initial thought that, damn, I'm attracted to this person,
you don't sex with that person? Once you. Like,
if I see a stranger on the street, I see a guy, and I think he is physically attractive, I'm not thinking about having sex with him.
Hmm. I mean,
I could be thinking of a thousand things about him, but it's not like,
that, well,
my next thought is not like a daydream of us having sex.
Well, no, not even a daydream of us having sex. I think it just goes into, for me, ooh, like, what would he look like naked? Because you know me, I'm
yeah,
a body.
Really go there.
But,
<don't>.
Okay.
But it's like, so it's not just, that's not my only thought. There are other thoughts that, you know, run through my head, but that's definitely, you know, one of them. Absolutely.
Men, fellas, look.
Hey, but you're right. Yeah. So women, I mean, I think it could almost be, I don't think men think about sex anymore or less than women do. There are, of course, you have those certain people that's all they think about. But I think that's men or women. Men and women.
So, if if it is the case that men and women think about sex almost equally, let's mm-hmm. say that, mm-hmm. why are men deemed the predators then?
The if hunters, we're speaking, not predators.
Or the hunters. The hunter.
I think that's just the man's, what has always been deemed the man's place in society.
How far back you want to go?
Right.
Let's go all the way back, you know?
Well, I'm not, well, okay, well, I'm not a T.D. Jakes. I'm not a Joel Osteen. I'm not any of that.
You don't have to worry about that over here.
Right. But when you go that far back and you think from a traditional standpoint, that's what some women are taught. You shouldn't go after no man. They should have to come find you. So that's where it all starts from. And sometimes men take on that thought process. Traditionally, aggressively, however you want to look at it. Power, doesn't matter. They are going to say, we are the ones that are the hunter. Mm.
So I do think that should be the case, though. I guess I just wonder why women are painted as being thirsty or desperate or whatever, when it seems as if we may just be doing what's natural to us. We may desire men just as much as men desire women. So historically, that may not have been the case for the woman to be the hunter. But if it's all about what's natural, then what's the big deal if a woman says,
I think it comes back to society.
Tabletop.
I think it comes back to society. And, you know, you have those few women that are willing to speak out against, you know, what society says they should be in that relationship. But don't get it twisted. I have no problem approaching men. But at the end of the day, he has to, once I make that, I may make that initial step, mm-hmm. I'm looking for that reciprocal.
But why though, if you were the one who initiated it?
Because if he's not feeling me, then I'm not going to keep pursuing. I'm not that.
Well, are you direct with it when you're pursuing, or are you kind of beating around the bush?
It depends.
Or are you just hoping that he catches the hint?
It depends. Okay. Like, I mean, I guess it depends on the situation. If I have time to just, you know.
I say that because, I mean, I think women sometimes get it misconstrued that we can pick up on all hints.
Oh, let me tell you how men, OMG, don't pick up on anything. So women, ever. And the reason I say that is because, like, when I'm in a relationship and we know women, we know other women, we can read other women very well. I know this broad is flirting with you. Do something about it. But most men don't pick up on it.
Because, and I'm going to, but there's a reason why. There's a reason. Because sometimes I think it's innate behavior for a woman to flirt and not mean anything by it. So some people are nice. Some people
you
are.
Got something there.
He does.
Yeah. I mean, that's real. Because
I never thought about it that way.
I've been there before. At one point or another, I've been there where I'm thinking, oh, she's feeling me. Like, what you said, man? Yo, she was the clock in my shoes, man. She liked my polo. She liked my haircut. And then, you know, you go in for the kill. I was just talking.
Yeah, no, I thought we had a conversation. Like,
you know, then you got to pick your balls up off the floor like, damn, she just played me. So, I mean, yeah.
But even if a woman approaches a guy, if you see a guy across the room or whatever, and you think he's attractive and you go over and talk to him, even if he's attracted to you, does that mean that he has to reciprocate, I guess, that same aggression? Because that might not be his personality. So is it fair to say, well, if he doesn't then turn around and chase you back?
No, not at that point. So I could go over, I could talk to him, I could ask him for his number. He can give me his, we can exchange numbers. Mm-hmm. And I think if I initially reach out to you, it's like at some point it has to become a point where is he even checking for me? That's what I mean.
I can see that.
Because if not, then I'm not going to be the thirsty chick. Do you know that?
Yeah.
At what point does it turn into, well, I didn't even respond back to her and she's still texting me? No, that won't be me, dude.
I don't know if I've ever asked a guy for his number before.
No.
Are you against it? Were you against it? I had to change that. I'm sorry.
So old me, absolutely. I would say probably, yeah. Yeah, because it's like, if you want to talk to me, you come talk to me. Like, I'm not about to be chasing a dude around the club. Mm-mm. That's just not my personality. Mm-hmm. But I'm more of a chatter anyway. So if I see someone cute, I might just go and like chat with you, but I'm never gonna like say, oh, so what's up? What are you doing after this? And here's my number and call me. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've always defined that as probably being thirsty or desperate or whatever.
So how do you define that as a man? That's not it's not thirsty, just her coming over, talking to you, asking for your number.
I don't think that's thirsty. I think, man, hey, like, three stacks say, she knows she want out of life. I mean, yeah, she knows for a fact. I think women have that, they have that trait. You know, they could walk up to a man anytime they want to. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to get a reaction. It's just all about what type of reaction they're going to give based off of how you're talking. So I don't consider that part thirsty, going to talk to a man. Because I think, like you said, society, I think in 2016, I don't think there's no problem with a woman going up to a man saying, look, here's my number, give me a call sometime.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about what he does with it after that.
Right.
So, I mean, he no telling what's going on in his mind. Yeah, he may be thinking, yeah, I'm about to smash this thing.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. He might be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you never know. Mm-hmm.
Or he may be like, oh, you know, maybe she really feeling me, so let me just give a call and just see what's going on. And I think once you have that initial conversation with the past that first introduction, sky's the limit. You know, you just never know.
Yeah. I feel like that approach better, though. Giving him your number. Because if, again, I approached him, if he wants to talk to me, he has my number instead of me taking his.
I don't think there's anything
wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong when you're having a conversation with a man. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Especially women, because I think men is a little bit different. But if a woman is having a conversation with a man, he's like, okay, well, look, I'm about to go. Well, you know, give me a call sometime. Because look to him if he's going to call or not. And right. Then you take it from there, kind of gauge the conversation. Now, you know, you call and say, okay, so what's good? You trying to come over? You already know what it was about.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it don't pop off like that, you're like, okay, I know it's not that. So,
right. So
let me either you going to, that's what you wanted to do, or you did it. You know, if right. You want to get them draws, you're going to go for the kill. You're going to see how far you get. Mm-hmm. What they call it, Netflix and chill now.
Netflix and chill. Which is so that's too much. Do you consider that to be desperate? A woman who is, you may not have any defined relationship with this woman. You might just even be friends. Like, I don't know. Like, you might know her from down the street or something. And then she hits you up and you guys are conversing and she insinuates that you can come over and Netflix and chill. Would you consider that to be desperate? A woman that you don't have a relationship with currently is inviting you over to come sleep with her.
Yeah.
But is that really an invitation to sleep with you?
Hell yeah! I don't know you like that. I'm trying to know you, but I don't like you. I'm sorry. Right. I mentally thought you come over to my house after the sun is down. Absolutely. No, you're right.
Especially if it's between booty call hours, you know, that's 11 a.m. Well, yeah, and 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.
No, because I was thinking a different situation, but you said no prior relationship.
Never talked to him. They said, look, you know what? It's 12:30 at night. Look, I'm about to.
You want to watch a movie?
I'm about to watch the Dope. Hell? I'm about to watch Dope. You want to come over?
Dope about to watch you.
Right.
Right.
Dope about to watch me get dope.
Yeah, that might be considered thirsty. But the caveat to that is if the man cares or not. Oh, shit. Fuck it. I'm going over there.
Unless she's the known thirsty chick.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to care about her being thirsty for him to partake in the invitation.
That doesn't
mean that. Would you consider that to be someone that you would consider a future with?
Hell no.
Yeah, I think that's where women are kind of missing.
Off the brink, no.
I think women, leading with sex, trying to get something more. No, boo-boo, that's not how it works.
That's totally different from, I think, you know, you hanging with somebody, you probably went on the first date, and then it happened. That's totally different.
It is totally different than a
mindset of saying, yo, come over and watch this movie at this time of night. It'd be different if you're going out on a date. If things led to that, that's a totally different circumstance.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. And I think sometimes women feel like because men are so polite and because, so you can go over Netflix and chill with this chick or whatever. And you might still be polite with her. You might, you know, still answer the phone or chat or text or whatever. I don't think women always realize, no, you've been put in a category.
Already.
So we talked about how women are quick to put guys in a friend zone. How do guys compartmentalize?
Do you guys have a whole zone?
No. did I have that conversation with somebody? I'm not sure if it was you. Was it in... I had this conversation. I just can't remember where.
So you have a whole zone. Tell us about it.
I didn't say that, but I think the conversation was about... No, I think we talked about it on the podcast, matter of fact. When we had some guests. I knew it came from somewhere. And I think the difference was that we felt that women put men in the friend zone way quicker than men put women in the friend zone. Because I think when women, they may be attracted to that man, but they don't know what his intent is.
Mm-hmm.
Is he just trying to knock that box? You don't know. But for men, they feel that if men puts you in that friend zone, then that means there's no chance in hell.
If a guy puts you in the friend zone, there's no chance in hell. You're not coming out of it.
But I think when men get put in the friend zone by a woman, especially if you're a competitor, or sometimes men feel that's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But I think women feel that way too. Oh, you put me in the friend zone? Okay, I'll watch me get out of this shit.
See, I mean, there are certain things that make me put guys into a friend zone. I mean, I don't know. Okay, so how quickly do guys... I think it comes down to how quickly. Or, also, once you're in a friend zone, for guys, they don't care. They'll still smash if the opportunity presents itself, right?
I've seen that happen.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas women, when we put you in the friend zone, for the most part, there's no smashing going to happen in the friend zone.
So you're saying if a man puts a woman in his friend zone... then it is likely he will still sleep with mm-hmm. her?
Yes.
I don't think so, because I've been put in the friend zone before.
And really?
You didn't think you can get out of it?
Not even that I could think.
I'm still teetering with the thought that maybe he's a homosexual. Because I can't understand why he would put me in the friend zone. See?
Why he wouldn't want to sleep with you.
Right? So I'm still like, you know... There's no chance now, but I'm still questioning.
There's so many sides of that because of how a woman thinks versus what a man, yeah. You know, for what a man thinks, you know. When women put men in the friend zone, it's because either...
they're not attracted to him, right?
They're not attracted to him, or you came in the wrong time. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are dealing with somebody, right. And you and that person got very, very close. And even though he may be thinking one way,
he
may be just hanging around. You never know. In her mind, she's like, I can't do it. I don't think it has anything to do with, I'm just not attracted to you in some cases.
Yeah, I don't think it's attraction. I don't think attraction is the leading factor. I tend to believe men put themselves in friend zone to get close. Yes. Their angle is friend. So then, like, I think men have the attraction to the woman. If there's an opening for friend, okay, they put themselves in that slot. But knowing all along that there was some attraction to this woman and some desire to have a relationship with her, but thinking that being a friend is their way in.
Or is it, could it be that if they can't have nothing else, they'd still rather be her friend?
No. I mean, I could be wrong. I just think men use friend zone as a part of their plan.
To get that part of the master plan.
Or maybe she does have a man right now, but I'm gonna be her friend on the sideline long enough, and then when that phase is off, then I'm here.
I mean, maybe some men think that way. I can't speak for them, but I mean, you have a little bit of a point probably, but you know, you got to give something. They're going to take any way in, whatever crack and crevice they can get through.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Men think being in a friend zone is a way in. Like, there's still a path to land of Oz.
I got to stand up for my fellas. I think sometimes when that does happen, men are persistent. They're super persistent. Think about in your past. Think about how many relationships where a girl has said, I cannot stand this nigga. That nigga get on my nerves. Now they married. Got three kids.
I got three kids
because you know what? There was something about him there that you just decided to speed past and go around the corner and never thought about it. But
it does happen.
Right. And their reason being could be you probably was dealing with somebody else or somebody else had your you was consumed with somebody else, mm-hmm. and you never cared to see what that person could be. And I'm not saying that all your good friends or male friends who or female friends is that person. Some people just really good friends. Yeah. Speaking of myself, I have some very good friends that are females that I've never thought about the way. Contrary to popular belief.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Disclaimer. But you may not have ever thought about it that way, but being that you and this person get along so well, they think that. You know, or somebody from the outside could think that. But it's not necessarily the case all the time. But I have seen some cases where Buddy stuck around. It stuck around to it was, you know, pull that Steve Urkel role and it happened.
Now, have you ever been in a situation where you were friends with someone and you were very clear that it was just friendship? You had no desire for a romantic relationship.
When somebody wanted to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a little innuendo.
And that's really my good friend. Like, just make it clear. So that's like really luckily for me, I never had to deal with that.
Oh, okay.
That does make it
kind of complicated because, I've had that issue where, to me, dude, we're just friends. And when you have a man, he's looking at like, why is this dude always around? Or why is he like, dude, we're just like, there is nothing. There has never been anything. I can't, you know, I'm not going to.
Yeah, but I think it's sometimes it takes an outside party to see something that maybe you don't see.
I don't know, though, because it's still just because you see something, you're seeing it with this lens put on it. You're seeing something because you want to see something.
And it may be to them.
And like, I have no influence. That dude may feel that way about me, but for me, we're just friends. And that's, we're in a relationship together. So it's about you trusting me to, you know, not do, you
yeah,
know.
I mean, I get that. Not that you would ever do anything or your partner thinks you're doing something, but maybe sometimes I think they're just opening your eyes to, oh, you think he's just doing this because he's your friend. No, he's doing this because he likes you, right?
But don't you like your friends?
I know what you're saying, but we do that too as women, though,
because we can spot how women act. And so men may be thinking, oh, no, she's just super friendly. That's why she drove 60 miles to bring me this chicken soup because I was sick. Oh, no. She not friendly.
I think you got to be very, you know, very aware. I think when you understand what your friendship is and your relationship, I think there comes a point where you have to, if it's a problem for them, and I think in most cases, somebody's going to have a problem eventually down the line. I think it's up to that person that doesn't have the problem to try to, you know, make it known that, look, it's not like that. So maybe you have to change your, how you hang around them, you know, regardless. Yeah. That could be a great friend. I had to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you just have to say, look, I know you probably, they think you're not paying attention. You don't understand where they're coming from. You may just get tired of talking about it and you're hearing it all the time. So it's like, you know what? I'll fall back from it. And I think sometimes your friend will understand that because, like, okay, you in a relationship. I know when my female friends have relationships, I don't really, you know, I mean, we don't really hang out, but, you know, I really fall back because I want to give that guy to let him know, look, it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, how you doing, man? I'm E-Dub, you know, nice to meet you. And that's it.
But
you know?
I think, relationships change anyway when someone's in a relationship.
It
like,
should.
Man or female. Like, a lot of my female friends, two of my closest female friends are either engaged or married. And I've changed my relationship. Like, I don't invite you out much because to me, when you're ready to come out, you'll call me and I'll roll. But for me, going out every weekend, that should not be your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I think in any relationship, you have to understand that it changes.
I think age also plays a factor in that. Yeah. I mean, we're not, you know, well, I'm not in my 20s. I can't speak. You're 21.
Hey, boo.
Hey. I mean,
if
but
she's 21,
I mean,
I'm 20.
Words,
right,
like,
I mean, you're not coming right out.
He's like 12. Look at.
I mean, you're not coming right out of college, so you know they're hanging out. I mean, hell, I'm 34 years old, and I ain't got no time for all that. I'd be tired.
Mentally. This work life is something. It just drains your life.
It takes a toll on you. So it's like, it does. I'm not going out like that really much anyway. So.
But like, what's the special sauce then? If using the friend route to get to somebody doesn't work, because that shit just don't work. But you can't be too aggressive.
Because then you're thirsty.
Like, what is the freaking formula?
I mean, listen.
I think it's about showing the interest. And then you got to, at some point, you got to walk away from it and let that person do with it what they will. Like, I can't just.
That sounds nice.
It sounds
very nice, but when you have a person, woman or female, woman or man, it could be just that competition, just that drive. Like, this motherfucker really not paying attention to me. Do you know who the fuck I am?
But no, he doesn't apparently.
He or she, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, well, some people are like, yo, I'm going to get that.
Well, you know, now that you say that, like, because I'm super competitive in that sense. Not that, you know, me being with the boo was like a competition or anything. But I couldn't understand why he didn't want to be in a relationship with me. Like, I didn't understand. Like, what do you mean? Because you don't want to do long distance. Like,
oh, that's me.
But to have an opportunity to be with me. What you mean? And then, I mean, okay, so here's, I'm just going to be honest.
So are you thirsty?
Super. Like, the thirst is so real.
Full circle.
Where, so he might have been playing friend role, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm into you. Like, I want this to happen. But it wasn't moving the way I wanted it to move. Like, I don't think he understood. Hey, I'm into you. So I actually had to get my girlfriend, the one that introduced us, to call him and tell him that I was into him, but not tell him that I told her to tell him that.
Like,
yeah. It was super high school. I don't care.
It was super thirsty.
I don't care.
You look where you are now. Some of y'all chicks need to play the thirsty route, apparently.
But it was like, now that you say that, Edub, it's like, I too have been thirsty. We all get thirsty from time to time.
I think so. I think it's all in how it manifests itself. And also the receiver of the thirst, because he clearly didn't call you thirsty, because when someone says a person is thirsty, that is a negative.
Yeah.
You know, you're being looked at in a negative light, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't think he at the time looked at it like it was negative. It was just like,
she really likes me.
Yeah, or like, she's so annoying.
So, okay, so being thirsty, and I think you and I talked about this before. Do we say a dude is thirsty because we're not interested, or a person is thirsty because we're not interested in them? Because if you're interested in this dude and he's showing you this attention, you're all into it.
Well, thank you for having me on. Yes. Yes, yes, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. You're not with him. You don't want him.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
Right.
Because I don't know one woman who don't want that attention.
Right.
You may. I don't care how you look at it, how you slice it, how you put Dijon mustard on it. Every woman wants that attention.
Yeah.
She may not play like she wants it, but she's on the other end blushing. You know what I'm saying? So if he is going super hard, oh, you thirsty. And especially she ain't feeling your ass.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right.
I agree. So
I would venture to say everybody wants attention, men and women, though.
And we want to get into that in part two of this episode. Mm-hmm. So
we're going to wrap it up for part one. Please listen and stay tuned for part two. As usual, hit us up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Drink Till We're Married. You can also send your questions to our email, drinktillweremarried@gmail.com, or you can ask them on ask.fm/drinktillweremarried.
And let me just say, Instagram is not changing the way you see your posts. Not this week, anyway. So if you're in jeopardy or you feel like you're going to miss our posts, right, please calm down first. But if you feel like you're going to miss any of our episodes or our posts, please subscribe on our website, drinktowearemarried.com. That's the best way to stay in tune with what we're doing.
Yes, because you will find out first when the new episodes drop if you're a subscriber. We send out something every week with the new episodes.
Yay, yay.
So again, thank you, Ida, for being a part of it. You will be in part two, but just want to close out.
Appreciate it. I'm having fun.
Yes, and when you get done listening to this podcast, please download Easy Does It Podcast. Where can they find it on iTunes?
They can find it on iTunes. You can also find it on Podomatic and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and awesome. Women, if you want to hear, it's like four or five.
Every week.
Very well educated Black men giving their opinions on so many different topics. It's so interesting.
We talk about everything. Whatever floats our boat.
You want to know what men are thinking? Listen to Easy Does It Podcast.
Right, exactly. Appreciate it.
All right. Till the next time.
Cheers.